Off on 95.1 WAPE.
It's time for Blown Off, and we have Jeremy here. Jeremy, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey! What's up, Jeremy?
I think you guys might be able to help me with something.
Well, probably not, but let's see what happens anyway. What do you think we might be able to help you with?
Well, I went on a date.
That's your first problem.
It was a blind date.
Okay, that's your second problem.
Not something I usually do.
Right.
You know,
okay.
But, I was getting tired of the online stuff and, you know, all of that kind of thing. And these two friends of mine were like, they were like serious. They were like, you guys are a great match. Seriously, you're a great match. And I'm like, is she ugly? And they're like, no, she's beautiful. And they showed me a picture and she was beautiful. And I don't know. And I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. I'll go on the blind date.
Okay, good.
And so we go on the date, and she's pretty, and she's nice, and we go out for dinner, and then after dinner, it's like, oh, should we have one more drink? Yeah, and then we go to this other little bar, and we have a drink, and we're, like, sitting on a couch and, you know, having some wine, and it's going great. Like, we're having a great time.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah.
I can't believe this. This is great. And then it's getting late and it's time to go. And I'm like, well, let me walk you home. And I like walk her home and we kiss, you know, we have like a nice kiss goodnight. I thought anyway, you know, and then, you know, I don't go up cause you know, it's a good date and I'm hoping I'm going to see her again.
Sure.
You
know? Yeah.
Right.
No, sounds like a great date. So when does it all go straight to hell?
Well, I mean, and then I like text her and I don't hear back. And then I text her and I don't hear back again. And then finally I call her and I leave a voicemail and she texts me back like eventually. And I'm like, hey, what's up? You know, I'd love to take you out again.
Yeah.
And she goes, in the text, she goes, I'm really going to have to think about it.
Going to have to think about it?
Yeah, she's like, I'm really going to have to think about it.
Huh.
I'm like, what does that mean? And then, you know, we text a little. I'm like, did I say something? Did I do something?
Yeah.
Was I rude? Like,
yeah. So what did she say?
All she kept saying was like, I just have to think about it.
That's all she would give you.
That's all she would give me. And I'm a little confused because I thought we had a nice date. And,
yeah.
You know, like, I've been on a lot of bad dates. Like, I know what a bad date feels like.
Right.
And this was a good one.
The bad ones are there, so you know when you go on a good one. All right, let's...
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you know, it was a good date, but, like, I don't know. She's really got to think about it. Like, it just... If she's blowing me off, just blow me off.
Yeah, that's my motto.
Say you're not interested, or say you're not my type.
Okay. All right. Tell her name. What was her name again?
Her name was Tina.
All right. Let's call Tina. Let's call Tina now and find out what's going on. Just keep quiet. Let's see if we can get it out of her.
Okay. Cool.
Here we go.
Hello.
Tina.
Yes.
What?
Ew.
Sorry, that came out creepier than.
Yeah,
what's up?
Really did.
What's up, Tina?
Hi, who's this?
Oh, hi. Sorry, it's Mark K and Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Hi, Tina. Sorry for his creepiness.
What's going on?
Yeah, no, I meant to go, why that? But it just came out, why that?
Yeah, it was terrible. We just wanted to know if we could talk to you. We had a few questions just live on the radio. It'll be really quick.
Okay.
Great,
cool.
Yeah. No, we won't eat into your day at all. We just had a quick question for you about some dude you know. Do you have a minute to answer some relationship questions?
Sure.
Okay. The guy's name is Jeremy. Do you remember going out on a great date with Jeremy?
Jeremy, yeah. How do you know about Jeremy?
Well, Jeremy got in contact with us, and he said that you guys went on a great date. And he said you need to think about seeing him again, and he kind of wants to know why. You wouldn't really give him a solid reason.
Yeah, we want to know what you're thinking about.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, he really hurt my feelings.
He did?
He hurt your feelings? How did he hurt your feelings? What happened?
He told me that I needed Botox on our date.
What?
He pointed out all these little lines on my face and said I needed Botox. So
wait, what?
It really hurt my feelings.
You're joking.
Why would he say you needed Botox?
Your guess is as good as mine. I guess he thought that I did.
Well, hold on, wait. That's not exactly what happened at all, really.
Thank God for that.
At all, really? So what did happen?
Okay. We're sitting there, and you go.
Is this
and
Jeremy?
You go,
is Jeremy on the line?
Yeah. Sorry, Tina. Jeremy's on the line. He called us and asked us to call you. He wanted to find out what was going on.
Yeah.
Jeremy, did you tell her she needed Botox?
No, not at all. We're sitting there, and Tina, like out of nowhere, starts going like, you know, my friends, they're all getting Botox, and I'm thinking maybe I should get some Botox, too. And I'm like, no, why? You don't need Botox. And she's like, well, you know, I was thinking because they say it's better to start early.
That's
and,
true.
And then she,
way.
Like, keeps talking about Botox and how she's, like, going to go get Botox.
No, that's actually not what happened at all. You literally, like, pointed to the lines. You didn't say, no, you don't need it. You literally pointed to the lines in my face and said, oh, I can see where you would need it there and there and there.
Just, like, oh, my God, that's so
line.
Rude.
Wait.
Jeremy, did you really do that?
It's like total entrapment. You said you were already doing it, and so I was trying to be
it's
supportive and say, like, oh, okay, yeah. So that, okay. No, like, I didn't want to say, like, oh, you're a crazy person. You shouldn't be doing Botox at all, you know? I was, like, trying to be supportive with your decision.
No, what you should have been like, that is exactly what you should have been like. You should have said, no, I don't think you need it at all.
Okay, so
that's
who...
That's like if I were to be like, oh, you have... If you were to be like, oh, I'm worried because I have small biceps. I should work out more. And I would say, yeah, you should work out more. You do have tiny biceps.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you have to just be
no,
nice.
No, but no,
yeah,
it's
if
different.
If I
was like...
Yeah, work on your glutes, too. Tina, let me ask you just so that we can clear it all up because I'm so confused. Did you bring up the Botox first?
Yes, okay. She did.
Okay, good. So Tina, you said, I'm thinking of getting Botox. And then, yes. Jeremy, you pointed out specific parts of her face where it would be helpful.
Yeah, but there's a whole middle part that happens.
Yeah, no, there's
there
no middle part.
You definitely should never
lot
pick out
about getting Botox and how all her friends are doing it.
I mean, she's obviously self-conscious about it. You just made it worse.
And I don't want to look like an old lady when I'm old. And I mean, she went on about it. So,
okay, all right. I see where you failed, though, buddy.
Yeah, but you still messed up, dude.
You basically failed the test. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Now I totally realize that. Okay. But, I mean, geez.
It wasn't a test.
No, it was
it
a test.
It didn't have to be a test.
Well, it was.
You basically said you don't want to go out with me again because I failed your Botox test.
No, that is absolutely not what I said. I said I don't want to go out with you again because you hurt my feelings.
No, you said I have to think about it.
Okay, all right. Well, listen. Well, now that we've thought about it, we've had a really intense conversation. Tina, do you want to go out with Jeremy again?
I don't think so.
All right. Are you still getting Botox, by the way?
Yeah, now I'm getting extra Botox.
Oh, okay. Hang on one second. Jeremy, you there, buddy?
Yeah.
All right, listen. In the future, when a woman says, I really need to get blank, all you just say is, no, you're crazy. You look great.
Yeah, I think I should be able to remember that now.
Yeah, just write that on the back of your hand or something. See, he should have seen that coming.
I mean, you don't go out and point out someone's flaws. That's extremely rude.
It's a rookie mistake.
It really is.
By the way, Megan, you look perfect today.
Thanks, Mark.
340-9595, 800-475-9595. We'll be right back.